Just as many people are talking in their workplaces about the election results this week, teachers and students are talking too. Many educators are using this time to teach about the complexities of the U.S. election process and the results. WBUR's Tanya Mosley of our Edify team takes us to Lowell, where one teacher is helping students process their thoughts and their emotions.
It's Wednesday, the morning after, and history and political science teacher Robert DeLosa wakes up and says to himself, "How am I going to tackle this in my class?" DeLosa had been following the presidential polls, and frankly, he hadn't prepared his students for a potential Donald Trump win.
It's going to be a bit of a scrum.
And so DeLosa rushes to his 12th grade political science class at Lowell High School with an idea. Let the students lead the discussion.
One sheet per group.
They all get into groups of four and write down 10 questions they each have about the outcome of the presidential election. A group of 12th grade girls huddle in a circle and start writing. 18-year-old Shelby Sawtell stops and looks over at her classmates' questions.
Wait, he has a rape trial?
Yep.
We're going to write that one down.
Yeah, that's what I was reading it.
How is this going to work with his rape trial next month? That's great. He's a president now.
DeLosa says he's gotten an earful from kids who are downright afraid of Trump becoming president.
Almost overwhelmingly, there's a lot of anger. There is disbelief and fear because some of our students who are immigrants are asking, well, what's going to happen with us? Are people going to come after us?
There are also many students who come from white working class families. Tucked in the corner of the classroom, four 17-year-old boys, including three Trump supporters, put down their pens and start talking. 17-year-old Joe Burke leads the conversation.
I actually went to the Trump rally in Lowell in January, and it was very electric. It was very exciting. Like, you could see the passion and the energy within the people. Like, these people wanted to vote.
Burke says it's actually been hard to be vocal in school about his support for Trump. This moment in class is therapeutic.
It's either you hate him or you don't.
And the Republicans swept everything this year, the House, the Senate, the White House
now.
I feel
like there's going to be a lot that we're going to have to repair.
17-year-old Brian Arias breaks into the discussion. He says most of election night, he watched his mom console a friend.
She called my mom. She constantly called my mom just checking up on the elections. And she kept crying. She kept calling my mom, crying, because Trump was winning just because she's Dominican and she doesn't have her papers.
Class is almost over, and DeLosa has a student stand up to read the top questions among the class.
Why do we still need an electoral college? Why was Trump still nominated as the Republican nominee despite the fact that his party did not approve of him? How did the media affect the election? To what extent did gender and race play a role in the election?
These students will spend the next few weeks exploring the answers to these questions. DeLosa says, for the students on the cusp of adulthood, this impromptu exercise is a way for them to feel empowered, to make their voices heard in the next election. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.